I appreciate the prayer very much because I want to talk on love this morning. It says, behold, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Love is a wonderful thing. We use it in our lives every day. My wife, she doesn't go on to be with the Lord, but when I started looking at this and beginning to study upon this sermon, I thought within my mind, how many times did I tell her I love her over the 63 years that I had her? And I thought to myself, I said, there's no way that I could ever count the many times. Because I told her multiple times every day, for 63 years. The dear brother in this prayer there said, Lord, we love thee. How many times, except within our prayers, do you hear people say, I love you, Lord? It's very few, isn't it? It's very few. We love the Lord. And we love the Lord because he first loved us and granted us that blessed privilege of being able to love him back. But do we tell him daily? I'm not going to ask for the show of hands, but how many of you say daily, Jesus, I love you. Lord, I love you. God, I love you. We tell one another that. Even though that they haven't done what our Lord and Savior and what God has done for us. Behold, what manner of love. Have you ever considered what manner of love that God had for you? Did not he say over in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus Christ came to this world, was born that little babe there in Bethlehem, Judea, and the very purpose that he did was because of love for us. That he was going to live and die on Calvary's cross and shed his precious blood for each one of us here today. What has he done for us? What manner of love is this? The Word of God tells us over in chapter 17 of the Gospel of John, it says that God loves us as he loved his son. Wow. Have we ever thought about that? He loves us with the same love, just exactly like he loved his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What love is that? What manner of love is that? What a great love that is. What a great love for this. Over to Romans in the 5th chapter, he tells us that he died for us when we were ungodly people. Ungodly. That simply means that we had nothing pleasing within us that God desired or wanted. Our actions were nothing. We had no desire for the Lord. We turned our back. We were at enmity with God. Ain't that what the Word of God says? But yet he still loved us. He chose us in the covenant of grace before the foundation of the world. And you cannot trace that back to anything else except but for love. When we look at one another, we see an outwardly person, don't we? It affects us some way or another. I'm sure you felt the same way. But when I run up on a little 15-year-old girl, I thought she was the prettiest thing in the world. Because of that, I wanted to see her more. And then the more that I saw her, I found out that she wasn't only beautiful on the outside, she was beautiful on the inside. She was touched by the grace of God, and it had changed her. Sometimes we all act ungodly, but we are still blessed with the manner of love that God bestowed upon us. We are His children. It says right below this same verse here, it says, behold, today we're children of God. You are God's child today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. You are His child today. Behold what manner of love that He has bestowed upon us. He loved us while we were ungodly. He loved us while we were sinners, the Word of God says. And then He tells us over in the Roman letter, He says, what shall separate us from the love of God? Now this manner of love that He has bestowed upon us is a love that cannot be separated from God. What can separate us? Height, depth, width, length. And then when He goes through that whole thing of things that cannot separate us from God, He goes to death and all of that. When He goes through all of those things that cannot separate us from the love of God, then He says, and any other creation. So He covered it all. The manner of love that God has bestowed upon you is a love that cannot be separated ever from the Lord Jesus Christ and from our Father in heaven. Isn't that a beautiful love? Then does not that encourage us to say, Father of heaven, I love thee. Does that not encourage us to say, Lord, I love thee? We tell one another, I love you with all my heart. Should not we let the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father know that we love Him with all our heart? Does not the Word of God say that thou shalt have no other God before me? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, and so forth. Yes, God's supposed to come first in our life because that manner of love that He bestowed upon us placed us as children of God. We are today children of God. Why? Because He sent Himself. He placed Himself within us. He sent His Spirit within us. That Spirit quickened us when He come into us. It brought part of God the Father with us. It brought the Lord Jesus Christ to us. He is, or we are, His dwelling place while we're here upon this earth. Behold what manner of love that He has bestowed upon us. It's one that dwells within our heart. It's one that can never be separated from God. It's one that's given unto us when we were ungodly and sinners. And that He died on Calvary's cross for no other reason than because He loved you. He loved you. Behold, what manner of love that God hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold, today you are the children of God. Beautiful, beautiful words that has been written down for you and I, that we might be able to see the love of God with our inner man. That inner man is none other than that new creature which God has created and placed within us. We haven't been renovated or overhauled. The old man is still there, and he's still the same, and he'll always be the same, because he was, or because we were, of Adam. So the old man wasn't changed. There was a new creature created inside of us. We have now two: the spiritual man and the natural man. The inner man, which is of God, and the outward man, which is of Adam. And because of that, what God has placed within us, we have great ability or power. For greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Greater is the Spirit of God, that new man that was created within inside of us, than Satan and all the host of hell. You can overcome. You can overcome. Not on your own, only those that have the Spirit of God indwelling within us. Did not he tell us over there in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, I think? He says, it's expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I depart, I will send him unto you, and he will lead you and guide you into all truth. And he will be in us and with us. Now, isn't that a great love that God has given to us? He's given to us part of himself. And he's given to us the promises that it is a love that can never be separated from him. And it is a love that we have today. Today. That we can use every day, that we can focus our mind up on that love that we have from God our Father, and we can actually go forward in this life. The Word of God tells us in the 2 Corinthians letter 6 chapter, I think about verse 6, it says that this love is an unfinished love. That means it's sincere and it doesn't change. It means that it's not, does not have hypocrisy in it. God never gives us something and takes it away. For I think it says in the Hebrew letter that the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. He doesn't repent when he gives us something. And what he gives unto us is the Spirit. His Spirit, that is part of God that's within you, makes that new man. And Paul uses the terminology might. And that word might is a word that is our English language translated, gets the word dynamite from. So it means that we have within us the explosive love of God that will work in our life. And it's unfinished. It's sincere. And it's not without hypocrisy. Not with hypocrisy. That love that God has given to us, that loves us with, it brings unto us peace in our life. Have you ever had times? I have. Have you ever had times that you just turned and tossed on your bed all night long, your mind just running wild and things that it shouldn't be running wild in? There's no peace, there's no sleep, there's no comfort. Oh, we got the love of God. Behold, what love of God. Have we turned it over to him? A God that loves us so much that he died for us on the cross. Shed that precious blood. A God that loves us so much that he comes and dwells within us and we become the temple of God. He lives with us. Does it not say over in the 1 Corinthians letter over there, know ye not that you're the temple of God, which God dwells within you? It's the place where he lives within you. That's how much he loved you. That's the manner of love that God has for you. It's the greatest love that there is. And because God dwells within us, we have that great love. We're the recipients of it, and we can love back God. Over in the 1 John letter, the 4th chapter, it says that we love him because he first loved us. You cannot give anything that's acceptable to God unless God has first given unto you. And that's wonderful. And it all comes from that manner of love that he gave. So it brings us peace. It brings us comfort. It brings us assurance. Have you ever felt like that you know that you are a child of God? That you know that you really are without any doubt whatsoever? We can do that. For the word of God says we can. You can know, K-N-O-W, that you have passed from death unto life if you love the brethren, or if you love God's children, one another. That's the confidence that we need. We need to say, Lord, I love you. I love you for what you have done for me. I love you for what you are. I love you. Tell God that you love him. You don't have to. I'm not telling you have to jump out and run around the neighborhood and holler, I love God. But it doesn't hurt to share with someone, some individual. Like I might say, Brother Joe, I love the Lord, do you? And I know what the answer would be, wouldn't you? But if we share it. It's something that we have that we share together. It's something that God has given us that we are to use in our life. It's one of the strongest loves there is. Over in Ephesians, in the 1st chapter, verse 4. And also in 1 John, about 3:9, I think. It says that we, this love, behold what manner of love, this manner of love that we are talking about, has made us without blame before God the Father and our Savior. We can't be condemned before God. He says, whosoever, in this 1 John letter here, same chapter we're in, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Now you might say, how's that? Because I'm a sinner. I do. I sin every day. The old man is what sins within us. You remember over in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul, when he said, the things that I would do, I do not, and the things that I do, I should not do. We are sinners. We have Adam as our forefather, and we inherited that sin from our forefather. And the only way that we'll ever get rid of that sin is to die. And the old natural man still has it. But thanks be to God, there is something different within you. It is because of the great love of God that He caused you to be born again. He created a new creature, placed Him inside of you, and that new creation that's inside of you is of God and is God, and therefore it does not sin before God. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Isn't that wonderful? That's what manner of love that God has placed upon you. We're without blame. You know, Satan is the one that really puts the pressure on us. He's the one that troubles us. But you know that he can't get to God unless he could get through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he cannot get through the Lord Jesus Christ. He can come and he can blame. He can say, there's old brother Calvin. He sinned today. You see, I've got him. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, I paid for that sin. Mm-hmm. I died for him while he was a sinner and ungodly. He cannot sin before God. The slate is clean because it has been cleaned by the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ is our advocate. And these sins that we commit here upon the earth, they do not separate us from the love of God. They cannot separate us from the love of God. All that they can do is cause us to lose our fellowship with God. But thanks be to God that it says over there in John, it says that he that says is without sin is a liar and the truth is not in him. But he goes on to say that he that confesses his sin before God, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sin. Sometimes your prayers is not heard, and it's because you're out of fellowship with God. It's not because that you're not a child of God. You have not lost that, and you cannot lose that. And we confess our sins, and Jesus is faithful to forgive us of our sins, and we are restored back into fellowship. And when we are restored back into fellowship, we can commune with God. And we can talk with God. And we can offer up prayers unto God that's acceptable unto Him. He says in verse 14 here, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love what? The brethren. You're a child of God. You're a special. How did you get to be a child of God? Was it something that you did? I don't think so. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, I think. And the third chapter. Second chapter. I'm going to find it in a minute. And you hath he quickened. That means made alive. Who were dead in trespasses and sin. In which in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. There was a time in our life before we were born of the Spirit of God, before he came and took up his abode in our soul. There was time when we act just like those that are not children of God. Things that they did, we did. You could not tell any difference. And the way to tell the difference in a child of God, one that has that manner of love that God has bestowed upon us, is his or her action, how they conduct themselves. But he goes on to say, among whom also we had our conversation, manner of life, in times past, and the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That's where we were. Now this manner of love that's inserted here in these next verses, he said here, but God who is what? Rich in mercy. For his great love with which he loved us. You see, the change was made by God. It wasn't made by ourselves. We had nothing to do with it. We could do nothing with it. But God changed us because he loved us with a manner of love that is so important to us as children of God. What manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon you that we should be called the children of God? We should be called the children. That next verse says that we have been loved so that we have been actually called out of this world. Therefore, the world knoweth you not. The world don't know you. The world does not know what's going on with the spiritual realm of things, the godly spiritual realm of things, the things that are incorporated in this great love or this manner of love that we're talking about this morning. It says over in the Corinthian letter over there that he cannot, in the second chapter, verse 14, he cannot know them because they are spiritual. The church is not for the natural man. I want you to know that. The natural man cannot comprehend or hear or know anything about what's going on in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is not spiritual. But the love, the great love, the rich love, which God has loved you with and has called you out of this world and made you a heavenly citizen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. They're yours. The storehouse is filled. They're yours for the taking. Why? Because of the great manner of love that God loved you with. He provides for you. He gives you what is needed in your life. His great love is greater than tongue nor pen can tell, as the song says. We can't express it in a way that it completely fulfills the wonders of God to his people while they're here upon the earth. Behold, now you are the children of God. That's what he says. Behold, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You know, you would have thought, or you would have thought, or you may think, that we are able to have some kind of an inkling what the Lord Jesus Christ is going to look like, because he appeared there on the Mount of Transfiguration, and it manifested the glory that he had. He appeared unto the disciples 8 days. That was actually on Sunday, when the disciples were in their upper room with the door closed. In the very midst, Thomas wasn't there. Next Sunday, he did the same thing. He was there. So they look like that there are some things that we can know. So what is he talking about here? What is he talking about? The love that God has for us has made us what we are. And it gives us what we have. And it will bring us to where we want to go. And it will secure us there throughout all eternity. Behold, what manner of love hath God bestowed upon us. It's a great love. Ephesians 3 says that it's a love that is rooted and grounded. Rooted means that it has the root enough to last. Grounded means it's set firmly, unmovable. And then we know that it provides comfort for us. Touched on it a little bit ago. Peace and assurance and comfort in our lives. Why? It's because we have been given the ability through the Spirit of God, as children of God, that we can know certain things in our life. If we, and that's a condition now, if we use what God has given us through His precious love and His mercy and His grace, we could live a better life while we're here on this earth. And when I say a better life, I'm not talking about with bigger cars, bigger houses, and more land. I am talking about spiritually things that God's people needs while they're here in this life. You have to feed the Spirit of God that's within us. Remember what the Lord said over in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John that upset the disciples? He says, "My body is bread, my blood is drink. If you do not eat my body or drink my blood, you have no part with me." And the disciples said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it or believe it or know it?" It's a hard saying. But he wasn't talking about it. He goes on and explains that he wasn't talking about physically. He was talking about not naturally, but spiritually. So we feed up on the spiritual things. The spirit man has to be fed. And we do the food that we are feed the spiritual man is none other than our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. What manner of love? It's a love that loved you and will always love you and will continue being in you and with you. And that same love does something else for us. It knits us together. We are together, each one of us. As many here that I know the faces don't know the names of you. But we have something in common. What is that we have in common? The manner of love that God has placed upon us. He has called you, He has called you, He has called you and you. And He has placed His Spirit within you. One of them is to keep you, secure you, save you, and the other one is to guide you, direct your paths, help you make the right choices in your life. And then we as individuals, we are to use what God has given us for one another. And it knits us together. We love the Lord, don't we? We love what He's done for us. We love who He is. He is a God of love. For God is love, is what the Word says. In the Thessalonian letter, he says there that this love, this manner of love that God has given us, it enhances our works. In other words, because of that great love, we do things for one another in that great love that God has bestowed in us and given unto us, and we are able to use it in our works of daily life. You come to me, say, I need help. What would you do? You have that great love. You have that manner of love God gives you. What do? You help, don't you? That's what you do. You help. So your works are enhanced by that great love. Through the love that we have one for another, which that great love, that manner of love, has provided for us as individuals. And last of all, it helps us to hold to the promises of God. There are so many promises. I decided one time that I was going to look up all the promises of God. Oh, there are just so many through God's Word. How many of them can you remember? Or how many of them can you name the promises of God? Well, for one of them, He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Isn't that right? That great love, that manner of love that He has, means He'll never leave us nor forsake us. It means that He'll always be here also where two or three of us are. And you know the one that I love, that I call it the Hallelujah promise. And this is the promise, the one that I'm talking about. He hath promised us eternal life. This is not all you've got. This is not all you're going to be. When death comes, you have just begun anew. A new period of, and I can't say time, new period because there is no time there. You have just begun. And over in John, the 4th chapter, it says there that this love is perfected in us. This love is perfected within us. How is it perfected? By the help of our Savior, the work of our Father, and the direction of the Holy Spirit. That all comes because of the manner of love that God loves you. Behold, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon you, that we should be called the children of God. Therewith the world knoweth you not, because it did not know Him. But behold, today you are a child of God. You are special. You are perfect in the eyes of God. Through this great love that the Lord bestowed upon us by going to Calvary's cross, hanging there on the tree, and dying, spilling that precious blood for you and for I. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I love you.